Like the sound of this? Tune in to freshair.org.uk every day.
Fresh Air Radio, Edinburgh's student radio station, is currently undergoing massive changes. The internet radio station, which is in the midst of celebrating its 20th anniversary, has had their hours significantly cut.
Hello, I'm John Parker. I'm manager at Fresh Air Radio 2011-2012. It's been a big controversy within the sort of student world in Edinburgh in that USA have shut the Pleasance Bar, which is a huge hub for societies, without speaking to any of the students or societies in advance.
Hosts of Fresh Air shows are annoyed by the sudden change of plans. Ben Garlick, host of Edinburgh's geography radio show, Spaces, Places and Faces, expresses his personal feelings about the recent adjustments.
It's quite disappointing. I think one of the reasons that I was attracted to doing a show was the fact that it would be live. I think there's something about the energy of a live show which you can't really replicate off air.
As the minimized station hits internet airwaves, John Parker discusses his plans to keep listeners and maintain Fresh Air's popularity.
If we just carry on and do nothing about it, undoubtedly people will get disillusioned. However, if we make it a real opportunity for people, there's no reason why numbers shouldn't increase.
While other clubs and societies at Edinburgh University are suffering at the hands of USA's decision, Fresh Air is by far the greatest victim.
For Fresh Air, obviously, it's hugely important because we have so many shows going on all week. We use our society room space far more than any other society because that's our studio. And so all of a sudden, we were told you can't get in until 5 o'clock. As a result, we've had to cut 35 shows a week, which is a horrible thing to do.
Fresh Air's current hosts are beginning to appreciate their good fortune after hearing that some of their colleagues will not be returning for a second season.
It's not an ideal situation, but I guess we have to make the best of it. And seeing as 35 shows have lost out and haven't even got any spot on the air, I guess we should be grateful that we've actually got any time at all.
Fresh Air's manager expresses his own frustration with USA's secrecy and deception.
Maybe this would have happened eventually. Maybe we would have cut back if the technical team were under a huge amount of strain as they were last semester. But it would have been nice to do it on our own terms. We could have at least just prepared the whole of Fresh Air. We've got over 300 members. As it was, it happened very late. I had members of the USA sabbatical team look me in the eye and promise me that we would be immune from this, that they'd give us special access to the building. Personally, I didn't believe them, and obviously I was proved right. Emotional feedback on time.
Fresh Air is a modern slant on radio being aired as online content only. John explains the benefits of having such a station and how this allows them to reach an international audience.
Well, we're an internet-based radio, so in 2006, we stopped doing FM broadcasting. We reach a lot of international listeners, especially Americans, via iTunes. People just look for alternatives.